This is a HeadGum Podcast.
And we're... Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, what's your secret? Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
We're back. We're still alive. We're still healthy. Can you believe it? We're the last two people on this planet that haven't contracted COVID-19 yet. And let's talk about it with Billy Scafuri.
You're getting bucket buckets.
It's real hard to be funny after that, Amir. What do we do, knock on wood?
Yeah, this is an immunology podcast.
Got
now.
It.
Yeah, we're only talking about coronavirus, the Omicron variant, mm-hmm. and how it affects sports, pop culture, psychology going forward.
Remember March 2020? We're back.
Yeah.
The NBA, it's like every time somebody like on the NBA media landscape tweets something or you send me a tweet from an NBA media person, I'm like, oh God, what is it? Oh
yeah.
God, what is it?
Yeah. I mean, what
looming.
Shams and Woj.
Yes.
This is just their exclusive reporting.
This is it.
This person, and they don't say this person got COVID. They say has entered the health and safety protocol.
And can you clear that up for me? Does that mean they tested positive, or does that mean they were next to somebody who tested positive?
I thought it was the second one,
mm-hmm.
but now it's everybody that's in that protocol
yeah.
has COVID. I think the protocol changed,
yes.
and now to enter the protocol, last year it was like, we don't know who has vaccine, we mm-hmm. don't know who's not.
Mm-hmm.
You were sitting next to a person on a plane ride that tested positive, mm-hmm. you're in the protocol.
That's right.
But now it's like, it doesn't matter where you were, you got to have COVID
That's
to
right.
enter the protocol.
Yes, and I think they got us exactly where they want us in so much as we don't necessarily know if you got it or not, you just entered the protocol.
That's
so
right.
So there is a bit of anonymity for the player, which
yep.
I imagine they like as well.
Yes.
But everyone's in the protocol.
Yeah, like how does it work with the whole medical privacy Hippocratic situation where like you can't release my test results?
Privacy seems to be out the window these days.
Yeah, like the team will test a player and he'll get a positive test.
Yes.
And then who's texting Woj? Like, because they know fairly quickly.
And it's not good news. You don't want this to just like break.
Yeah.
I guess that there has to be some sort of explanation that, hey, he's going to be out for the next 3 to 5 games. But still,
yeah.
it's like, who's texting Woj has been a question on my mind for years.
Yeah.
Sources is the most anonymous man or woman, but Sources is always telling him and Shams things.
And they've never been wrong. It's not like THT has COVID, by the way. Oh, maybe he doesn't. Mm. I guess they wait for... Sometimes the teams themselves release a statement.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like, Talen Horton-Tucker has entered the health and safety protocol.
Yes.
But then there's just so much... I mean... For the last 3 weeks, it's like certain teams got hit with it more than others.
Yeah.
The Bulls lost 10 players. The Hornets are down 4 starters.
Brooklyn's down like 5 right now.
Right. And I thought it was fine until it started affecting my team, the Lakers. Now I'm starting to think maybe we shouldn't be playing basketball
anymore. Meet Amir Blumenfeld.
This is ridiculous.
Folks. Meet
Absolutely.
Amir Blumenfeld.
Silver has to do something
this
about this.
This negatively affects me?
Me.
Well, now yeah. it matters.
I mean, what if an actual player that I root for gets affected by COVID?
Luckily, then it's only Dwight Howard.
Yeah. It's Dwight Howard. It's Malik Monk, who, by the way, it was on the team plane yesterday, so explain that
Yikes.
To me.
Yikes.
Yes.
That's what, yeah, they said the team landed in Dallas.
That's right.
And then two of the players, Dwight Howard and Malik Monk, found out.
So the whole plane
that
is
plane.
Infected, right?
Tough. They're not masked on that plane.
No.
No.
But now the announcer, Billy McDonald, shout out, COVID, can't count, announce this game.
No one is safe.
No one is safe.
And to prove that, I'm just going to read through a quick list.
Okay.
Okay. Of players and coaches and others who have entered health and safety protocol.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
So obviously the Chicago Bulls, the Hornets, Zach LaVine, DeMar DeRozan, Ja Morant. These are some of the bigger names. Masai Ujiri.
The GM is getting it.
That's spreading.
He's just in the practice facility, but it's everywhere, I guess.
Yep. So that's spreading. Here are just the quick hitters of some players.
Yeah.
Ja Morant.
Yep.
George Yang. THT, Dwight Howard, Malik Monk, Giannis,
Big
Wes
names.
Matthews,
Big names.
Dante DiVincenzo,
yeah.
James Harden, Bruce Brown, LaMarcus Aldridge, Javon Carter, James Johnson, Paul Millsap,
yeah.
the list goes on, such as Zach LaVine, Troy Brown, Precious Achiua.
Precious
I didn't know
got
that.
It. Yeah.
RJ Barrett, my guy, Obi Toppin, my other guy. Kuz. Did you know Kuz is in health and safety right now?
I didn't, but I did see his mom tweeted a gif of a bubble gum being blown. I think she was suggesting we were heading back towards a bubble situation.
Wow, that's cryptic and good.
Yeah.
That's cryptic and good. And many others that I won't get into, except I will say DeMar DeRozan and LaMelo Ball, who are just two MVP quality guys. Like three, if you include Giannis. It's crazy.
I mean, teams are being crippled, absolutely hobbled by this. Fortunately, it seems to be like this new variant, which is very transmissible, but not as dangerous. So like players are getting it, feeling relatively fine. And then like pictures are leaking of LaMelo practicing still. Mm-hmm. They're like, yeah, he's fine. He's practicing.
So to bring it back to us, because how things affect us is the only thing that matters.
Of course.
The over-under draft.
Yeah.
Does this bring down the best teams to a more median, a smaller win range? Like how does this actually affect, do the worst teams get better or is it just... whoever is healthy wins.
Yeah. Well, yesterday you were like, the Nets have five players in health and safety. Kyrie doesn't exist on their team. Harden is out. Bruce Brown is out. It's just Kevin Durant and a bunch of scrubs.
Right.
I like them to beat the Raptors. You should bet on them because, you know, they're playing 5-on-11.
Right.
The Nets still won because Kevin Durant, because he still got Kevin Durant, who's seemingly immune to anything.
I don't know anything. Like, let me be clear, folks. I don't know anything.
Yeah. Is it the kind of thing like, I mean, it will affect certain teams. Like the Hornets are down a bunch of players and the Bulls are down so many players that then they can't play basketball games.
And yet the Grizz are down a bunch of players for injury and COVID-related reasons, and they're like ripping off seven win streaks right now.
Yeah, yeah, they're winning a lot without
John. John Morant goes down and they haven't lost. Am I wrong in saying that?
So he went down, and then I believe in the next five games, they didn't trail at all, which appeared to have been an NBA record. So a mediocre team.
Like a 2-0?
I think they were, yes, I think they were 500. Mediocre that's with John Morant.
That's psychopathic.
He goes down, and they did not trail in a game.
That's
they that led wire to wire for five games in a row.
Wow.
Then they lost to the Mavericks, and then reeled off another three or four wins.
Wow. Kudos, Memphis. I didn't know you weren't down for a minute.
We're not down 2-0 once in five games.
So the question has to come.
Like
you trade Ja, right?
I don't know.
Gotta move him.
Or did you figure out a way to win and then you reintegrate Ja? I guess he's the worst defender, but he's also like the coolest offensive player.
You definitely bring back Ja. Yeah. I'm being sarcastic.
Yeah, right. You got to bring back Ja, but like at a certain, what if they bring him back and they start losing? Things get weird.
That'd be weird.
Yeah.
You still got to keep Ja.
Yeah.
He does those cool windmills.
He's going to try dunking over people, and that's probably worth an extra 2-3 losses per season.
He'll miss 20 games because of trying those.
Oh, easy. Yeah, he'll land on his knees, or he'll tweak an ankle. He'll get COVID. He's another one who got injured and then got COVID.
Didn't need that, man. Yeah. There should be a rule. If you have an injury, COVID can't enter the body.
And people are also missing COVID like last year and this year. These are multiple repeat offenders.
Yep.
Ja was boosted. So he's got the booster. He's got already hybrid immunity.
He's got bad luck.
Not safe.
What he has is bad luck.
I think it's the Omicron of it all. It's like this thing is almost it's mutated to the point where it's, if you're vaccinated, not as serious or dangerous, but it's so transmissible.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like less potent, but odds are you'll probably get it.
Fine. Looking forward to the future. Even happy 2022.
Yeah. And he had COVID immunity already for having gotten COVID. So we stand less of a chance than Ja Morant.
Does the season stop for any period of time?
It seems like they'll have to run out of players, which is not out of the question because trending one team has already run out of
players.
We've
lost one and two are trending down.
And I don't know if you guys know this, but the way this disease works is that like if four people get it, 40 people get it. That's not like four people on the Magic get it and then the rest of them are fine.
It's tough.
It's like it was found once and then it'll be 900 people in 3 weeks.
Cool.
So Christmas will probably be affected, those games. And then,
but Adam Silver does not want to shut this down.
No.
And he does not want to entertain a bubble.
No, I don't think the players will stand for the bubble, especially now that they're all getting it and they feel relatively fine. They're like, I don't need to move to Orlando because my voice kind of hurts right now.
Does Kyrie, noted non-vaxxer, does he feel smarter today? Oh, yeah.
Is he vindicated a little bit?
Exactly.
I think he thinks so because he's like, I didn't get the vax. You did. You're getting COVID.
Same
so
problem.
Am I. No problem.
Yeah. I still don't even buy his argument in that theoretical.
Yeah.
But he is a fascinating test case in all of this.
Yes. He definitely thinks he's right. Otherwise, he would get the vaccine.
That is the Kyrie way. Always been the Kyrie way.
I also wonder if he got the vaccine and he's like, that's not the point.
Whoa.
You know, like one of those, like, yes, I got the vaccine.
You don't want to play basketball then.
I don't want. Yeah. I think he's like trying to make a statement like, I don't want to. exist in this ecosystem where people are being forced to get vaccines. And I chose to get mine, but I don't want to play.
If you're Kyrie, and I'm not saying you are, but if you are, in this time where you're not playing basketball, would you be more vocal about the things you care for and the things you're standing for while you're not playing? Or would you just recede to the shadows like he has seemingly done?
He's sort of receded to the shadows, but then he's still making those like cryptic Instagram posts about a guy like taking off a shackle around his head.
Yeah, that was it. That was one. He also had a cryptic Instagram post positive of him putting on basketball sneakers.
That's cool.
So
I'm there's sometimes where I like kind of respect Kyrie for standing up for something, just because like I would never stand up for something anything to the point where I would lose millions of dollars. Correct. So like even if he's wrong, he at least he's standing up and has conviction. But then, like, you start to dissect what he's actually saying. You're like, wait a minute, do you know what you're saying?
Right.
Like,
are you chasing an energy, or do you really have a set of like rules and morals that you're sticking to?
Right. Or are you just like kind
catching
of like
the vibe?
Yes. Just or like mixing it up for no real reason.
And it's probably a hybrid of both of those two things.
Yes, exactly.
He probably has certain values that he doesn't want to compromise. Kudos on that. And some of them he might not be able to define.
But then if you ask him about some of the stuff, like the way he talks about it, you're like, wait, I don't know if you know what you're talking
That's
about.
True of most people on Earth. Oh, most definitely. People know nothing. I've already acknowledged that I know nothing.
I know nothing, and I'm actively yelling into a microphone. Speaking of which, should we get on Twitter Spaces?
Yes.
let's talk to him. Amplify our announcement even bigger.
Should we explain what were the two things we're trying to do on today's episode?
Yes. Okay, you go.
So the first thing we're trying to run back an episode we did either one or two episodes ago where we live watched a game. It was the Knicks versus the Lakers, and we watched the first half, and we just kind of talked through the game as it was happening.
That's right. I think that was the last game the Knicks ever won.
That hurts. Yeah. I don't know the next time I'm going to have the opportunity to say bing bong.
Yeah.
Honestly, like that ship has sailed, dog. Yeah.
And now we're like, all right, let's do it again. And wouldn't you know, the Lakers are on the national TV game again.
Every other game.
Weird.
It's weird.
People like to watch this team. Fortunately for us, AD, LeBron, Westbrook, COVID-free since 83.
So weird.
I mean, these guys.
I don't know if we touched on LeBron's minute with COVID.
Yes.
We talked about it on the podcast?
I don't think so.
He had whispers of him having COVID. He had to sit out a game, perhaps.
He tested positive on a rapid test. Mm-hmm. And then he's like, I feel fine. Test me again. Yep. Trust me, it's not COVID.
Tweeted fishy.
Yep.
It's fishy.
Something with little is real fish emojis. Yep.
And that seemed to get the job done. The NBA was like, it is fishy, LeBron.
He did test. And then they said he tested negative a bunch of times in a row. Yes. So I guess he was right. Asymptomatic COVID doesn't exist. LeBron was somehow bigger than the test. And he was correct. They tested him and he didn't have COVID.
The king knows. That's the first thing we're going to be doing. We're going to be live watching the first half, I assume.
Yeah. First half of the Lakers Mavericks game. Of course, Luke is not playing because of COVID, but because of his ankle.
And then that's part one. Part two, Amir, what are we going to test out today?
Twitter Spaces.
Nervous?
A little bit. We've never done a simulcast, although I don't know if it's a simulcast when it's both audio mediums. One of them is a live Twitter space. We're going live on Twitter. People will be able to hear this as we record it. Mm-hmm. If you follow us on Twitter, it'll let you know.
Yes.
Other than that, we're also recording it as a podcast that you'll be able to listen to whenever.
Yes.
Okay.
Twitter Spaces.
Yeah. I've done a few of these as a goof. Let's do a real one for realsy. And people should be able to join /hear what we're saying live. Okay. First things first, I hit the plus sign, connoting I'm ready to tweet something.
Let's just say Billy is nervous. I know that I was asking Amir. I've never done a Twitter Spaces before.
That's right.
We don't know how the quality of audio that's going to even come out. We're going to put ourselves out there and see if we succeed or fail together.
So this is how you start. You hold down on the plus and then you choose space.
Okay.
I don't know if you saw that.
You invite me, dog, and I'll join you there.
Name your space.
Wow. What are you thinking?
I think Buckets Live! Lakers versus Mavs.
Wow. Really spell it out. Really spell it out.
Yeah, Buckets Live! !
How many people are you hoping to see in show up to the spaces?
150.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay, your number's higher than mine. your number's higher than mine.
Because it has a sexy name.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
150 floor, folks. We will keep you abreast of the number as it occurs. See what spikes it.
Sports for sure. Mm-hmm. Records. Oh, we can record the space. Do we need to, or we're already recording it as a podcast?
I know nothing about Twitter Spaces, so any question you loft my way will kind of fall flat, big guy.
All right, let's do record space. What's the worst that can happen?
Send it.
Now I'll start it now. Okay, so how about this? If you guys can hear what we're saying in the Twitter space, give this a thumbs up reaction. And if you cannot hear it.
Yeah.
I'm getting feedback from the fans.
Yeah.
There's a lot of echo.
Yeah.
Because we're in the same room.
Yeah.
It's not going to happen.
So
we cannot.
Do we have to make an executive decision here?
We have to pull the plug on the space because the next space we do has to be us two in different rooms.
Yeah.
Because they force you to hear the audio that comes out of your phone. Mm-hmm. And I think it's meant for teleconference style, like Zoom, you in one place, me in another.
So I think this is a good takeaway, and we'll probably end the space in a matter of minutes, mm-hmm. seconds. But we are interested in doing things like this.
Yeah.
This clearly isn't the best approach. But
we can't do two things at the same time.
But you and I watch plenty of games where we're not together. And maybe yes. after a game, we could be like, yo, why don't we bang out a quick Twitter spaces and talk about what we just saw?
Or we can watch it together. But not in the same room.
Right. You watch it upstairs. I watch it downstairs.
Bingo.
So that's not really together, but folks, we're trying our hardest out here.
All right. Space ending, podcast continuing.
Yes.
So anybody that wants to listen to us watch this basketball game mm-hmm. will have to listen to the podcast.
And listen to the Buckets podcast while we're here.
Yes.
On the HeadGum Network.
Of course. All right. Let's take a break and we'll come back and watch this basketball game.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs. A gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
And we're back. All right. The Twitter space thing, I don't know how to describe it. It just didn't quite work.
The show was the worst possible case scenario,
yep.
but the lessons learned were vital.
We needed to do it to learn it.
You got to fail before you succeed, folks. You're getting flamed on Twitter right now. Hemorrhaging followers.
Yes. And there's no way to there's no test run on a Twitter space.
No, you got to do it live.
Yes.
You got to grip it and rip it.
But now we learn we can't be in the same room yes. as one another.
Yeah.
We can't record audio and then also do the Twitter space at the same time.
Long view on what we just learned.
Yeah.
I think it's great because it actually absolves us of even more work. Because what we realized is that after big games or during big games,
yeah.
you could be at your house, I could be at mine,
yeah.
and we're essentially banging out a podcast.
Banging it out.
But we're just doing it from the comfort of our own homes.
Which is great.
And there won't be echo in every single direction.
No, yeah, it'll be great. So, and yeah, we'll call that episode zero, basically, exactly. or -1.
Exactly. I think they say every rocket needs to explode once before it goes into outer space.
That's a dangerous philosophy for NASA.
You got to blow up a couple rockets before you hit the moon.
All right. Game has started. Dallas instant alley-oop, followed by an Avery Bradley three and LeBron coast-to-coast.
What is the line on this game, just so we have context of what Vegas thinks was going to happen?
I think the Lakers were slight favorites. Two and a half to 3-point favorites.
Yeah. And if you couldn't hear us in that previous act because of echoes, I assume you could. Luka is out with injury. Lakers are missing three players.
Yeah.
But luckily, none of those three players are their potential MVP candidates. Have all three of them won MVP? No, AD has not.
AD has not.
Right.
Yeah. LeBron has, of course. And then AD, as far as the third best player, has got to be the best third best player on any team in the NBA right now.
Would you
now,
agree
right?
that he is the third best player on this team?
He's currently, I guess him or Russ, but he was... Russ has been playing well, and he's been kind of hurt. But either Russ or AD is the best, third best player.
Without a doubt. Without a doubt.
Maybe Kyrie Irving, but Kyrie Irving hasn't played basketball this
year. He is not a player right now.
Maybe Darius Garland.
Maybe. On my upstart 16-win Cleveland Cavaliers.
The Cavs are the third best team in the East, and it's not a fluke.
And it's fun.
And it's fun
to watch, but it is in no fluke, for sure. They could have more wins than 16.
They were your over-under selection.
Thanks to
26
blogs.
And a half, was
thank,
it?
Thank you, blogs. 26 yeah. and a half.
And you didn't know you were going to pick them when you went into that.
I had nothing. I had a very busy day.
Yeah.
Just turned on the podcast.
Yep.
No research.
No research.
And when it was my turn, I wrote, who should I draft in my over-under? And the first one said, Cleveland Cavaliers, baby.
Did you know why? Why did they even argue that?
I was busy making a bowl of pasta. That's what was keeping me busy. And I wanted to get that pasta ready.
But so what did the blog, like, what was the, even the preseason argument for the Cavs? Was it like 26 and a half is so low? And if Evan Mobley's even good at all, they might hit 28 wins.
I think that a lot of it is also just coming off of the Cavs just MO. And they're a 25 win team. You know, they still have Kevin Love, who constantly gets hurt at some point. But Jared Allen. Jared Allen was a big swing. He just like kind of floated over in the weird Harden trade.
Yeah, they got him for pretty much free.
They paid him $20 million a year after that. But him and Mobley play well together. Garland is great. They're doing this without Sexton. Rubio's overachieving. Love is overachieving. Everyone scores 15 points on that team. They're very fun to watch.
They're beating the Rockets 47-21.
Wow.
Yeah.
There is a chance. We texted about this. Evan Mobley is defensive player of the year.
As a rookie.
Yes.
Which has not happened.
Never happened before. Every game I look at his stat sheet, he has 3 blocks, 2 steals. Every game. It is big time.
Yeah, and it's not just that. It's also like he's like defending shots without blocking them necessarily. Mm-hmm. Rotating, affecting
shots. And now he's getting
shots.
The calls. I'm watching refs because I'm watching a lot of Cavs. I'm watching refs give him the benefit of the doubt on calls now.
Mm.
They're not giving him those rookie foul calls.
Yeah. So he's basically, by next year, he's going to be like one of the best two defenders in the NBA.
I think this year he already is.
He's going to be like the Rudy Gobert of Cleveland.
It's fun to hear former players talk about Rudy Gobert and are just so unimpressed with him.
Yeah, why is
what
that?
What is your take? Are you impressed with Rudy Gobert?
I guess I'm not, just because in the playoffs, he's always, they other teams yield him unplayable.
Mm.
But then during the regular season, he constantly wins the best defender of the year award.
So what do they do? The center that he's guarding just goes out to the 3-point line?
I think the team gets rid of a center.
Mm-hmm.
So then it's like, you try guarding Paul George now.
Right.
And then Rudy Gobert can't really do the guard the three.
Right. He's and just then, a rim stopper.
Yes, exactly.
Gotcha.
All right, back to this game.
4 minutes in, Lakers have 7, Dallas has 8. Nothing that jumps off the page yet.
Yeah, I will say the defense doesn't look quite great yet.
Mm-hmm.
Anthony Davis, for whatever reason, has regressed a little bit defensively this year, and offensively, I guess.
It's just, if you were to look at these two rosters on paper, and the game is not played on paper, but if you were to watch, if you were to just read on paper, there's no way Dallas it should be in this game.
Yes, right? Exactly. It's they have like all their like B-minus players that isn't even good enough to win a playoff series with Luka Doncic.
Mm-hmm.
It's the role players that aren't good enough for Luka,
right.
Without Luka.
That's right. And they're going against LeBron James,
that's
Russell
correct.
Westbrook, Anthony Davis, yes. Carmelo Anthony, et cetera.
And the best shooters that $3 million a year could buy.
That's right.
Yeah, Lakers
there's
down
whispers.
9-7.
There's whispers, and I don't understand it. Maybe you can explain it. And maybe they're all lies.
Uh-huh.
That the Lakers are interested in either Ben Simmons or Jeremy Grant. Now, look, everyone's interested in everyone.
Yes,
is there
exactly.
a reality, a financial reality, that the Lakers could take on Jeremy Grant or Ben Simmons? Ben Simmons?
The financial reality for Ben Simmons is that they'd have to trade Russell Westbrook for him.
Okay.
For Jeremy Grant, it's like THT, Kendrick Nunn, and a few picks.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like everybody but the big three.
Jeremy Grant doesn't get paid heavy like that?
He gets, I think, like $27 million a year.
That's a lot.
Like that. Yeah.
Okay.
And THT gets like 13, Nunn gets 5, and whatever. You staple a few other small boys to it.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
Neither of which are very feasible.
Would the Lakers do Russ dirty like that? Are they cutthroat enough to bring him in, have all this hoopla, and then punt on him 3 months in? Are they cutthroat enough?
I don't know if they have that, like...
I feel like they're family-driven. Like, Jeannie Buss, I feel like she wouldn't do that to a player after welcoming him like that.
Yeah, that's it's like what Boston did to Isaiah Thomas. They're like, thanks for the crazy memories, but get the fuck out of here.
Gone.
Yeah.
And, like, never return to the league.
But also, like, LeBron, who I ostensibly, like, argued for this Russ thing. Oh, wow. Would have to give the approval to just ship him out instantly.
Cutthroat.
But then he would get, oh dear, LeBron's been doing these
like
mid-air
the dream
blocks.
Yeah. like high school dream blocks where you just jump so high and like Zion it.
Yeah, like blocks where the ball was released 2 feet below where LeBron gets to. Like,
the ball
is this,
come,
look
the
at
ball,
this.
Sometimes
what
it
is
feels
that?
Like the ball is coming down on these LeBron epic blocks.
But they never do. Like, you like is this a goal? I think it's still
that
going up.
That ball is 2 feet over the rim. That is so high up, Amir.
It's really high up.
12, 13 feet in the air. I am taking nothing away from that. Holy cow. That was a LeBron highlight.
That looked like a Zion at Duke highlight, where it's like, where did he come from?
But it's like grabbing quarters off the top of the backboard. You ever see those like high flyers who can like grab a quarter off the top of the backboard?
Right. It's like what you hear like old Daryl Dawkins myths you right. could have done.
This is what we did in my day. We only had quarters.
And then also LeBron can also hit a step back three. So how many people in the NBA can block what that was and then also do the step back three at like 40%?
There is only one LeBron James. I gave him a real hard time last episode. There is still definitely only one LeBron James. That being said, this team is kind of just squished with talent.
Yes, but why is it not enough?
I don't understand either.
All we do is watch Laker games, or at least all I do.
I don't understand either. You should be the one telling me.
I think offensively it's great, and defensively they're starting to play better, but it was rough at the beginning of the year.
Yeah, they'll be figuring it out for the playoffs by the end of the regular season. That's their goal.
Yeah, I saw a Twitter thread that was like, Russell Westbrook was brought in so LeBron didn't have to be playing as hard as he is
in the
playing
regular season.
In versus Orlando in the regular season. Traps. And that didn't work, and now LeBron is having to play 38 minutes against the Orlando Magic in the regular season.
That has always been the LeBron James story. There's never been a season where he could or wanted to take it easy. This comes as no surprise.
But not even like a little, like, can he coast a little bit? Like, he shouldn't
have
to
be playing. Yeah. He can't. Like, if we could make him, we would make him. But he wants 34 minutes a game, and that's just what it is.
And it started in the beginning of the season, it started off in such a slow, rough fashion that it was tough to watch because he didn't want to give it his all, or for maybe he was still dealing with an injury. Then he had the ab thing. Then he had the COVID thing.
Then he punched Isaiah Stewart in the face thing.
It was a bunch of things, and he couldn't get quite going. But now there's a quote bounce to his step. Okay. There's a pep in his step.
Okay.
And he's doing fun things like the blocks that are like, wow, that's really high
he's
to jump.
He's also putting on the goggles that fall off of another man's face.
That was a fun move.
That was like a goofy. Did he know he was doing that?
He must have.
I think he wanted a laugh, right? He did that for a laugh?
He did it as a goof.
There's no other reason you're doing that. For those who didn't see it, one of the Lakers threw a ball off of, do you know which player's face?
It was Dwight hitting Wendell Carter Jr. in the face while he was wearing goggles.
The lenses of the goggles fell out of the frames. LeBron James picked the lenses off the floor and rested them on his own nose. And then just stood and looked out to the crowd for like a three count with these just lenses, no frames. And the league loved it. Kevin Durant tweeted it. And he was like, this is the funniest shit I've ever seen, dog. And like, it was pretty funny to me, but my brain was also like spinning. Like, why? Why do you have those lenses on your face for this moment?
I think it was also in the midst of our best quarter of the season. Like, the Lakers were on a 30-4 run. So he was just fucking loving life right then and there.
We all should have moments like that in our life. We should all put on the lenses in that reality.
I think it was like, we've actually won two games in a row and things are, for the first time in two fucking years,
I'm having a little fun right now.
Yes. Good. And like, I think Russ and LeBron sort of like feed off of that. They're like, any like 8-0 run after being starved for 20 disappointing games, like they're like getting the crowd into it. They're like trying to like energize themselves and get stuff going, like showtime again.
Mm-hmm. So in the love triangle that is Russ, LeBron, and AD, it feels like only two can always be like flirting with one another. Right now, it seems like AD isn't invited to the party as much, or he's not hyping people up as much. Trade AD was trending number one in Los Angeles yesterday.
Yes, because they had two wins, and that was like so exciting. Two wins in a row, and AD didn't play.
And
so
is AD okay? Like, is AD okay? Because his numbers are down. Everything seems to be down. There seems to be like a little bit of missing fire. Maybe he's not getting the ball as much. Have you noticed anything distinctly different in his game this season?
Yeah, he seems to be a step slow and kind of bummed, like hanging his head after like certain possessions, or like disappointed that he's missing a free throw, or like not shooting well from three. He just seems lethargic. I don't know if he's sick. I don't know if he's tired. I don't know if he's just hasn't energized himself. Who knows about the mental health of these players?
Do you think that, and this is just obviously thinking out loud, do you think that there's a reality in which he wants to be the number one dog again?
I don't think so. He doesn't strike me as someone who's wired as a number one. I think he like likes to think himself as like the defensive coordinator of a great team. So like,
oh, that was terrible defense by AD, right?
Yeah,
there.
Exactly. Did you just letting that? Someone
that was
run by you?
Horrible defense.
But why? Like, why is he not excited to try to block that shot?
AD made his name on being able to cover all the ground on the floor on defense and offense. AD comes back and does a monster jam at one.
He's still got it. He's still averaging like 24 and 10. So yeah. Like it's funny that we're calling him having a struggling season. Well, he's playing
great. You rewind 2 years ago, and wasn't LeBron James saying, like, we're giving, this is a great mismatch, by the way, Porzingis versus...
Is it a mismatch? Because it seems like Avery Bradley is constantly guarding Porzingis. Is this how we're playing the game?
Bradley just smoked Porzingis on defense for a full possession. That was great.
Is it the kind of thing where it's like, yeah, Avery's our three and Porzingis is their three and let's see how they play it? And
I think at the end of the game, Porzingis should win that.
Yeah.
If he's not on the low block.
Look, and now Porzingis is guarding Avery Bradley. I think this is like borderline how the teams are matched up right now.
I mean, people say Porzingis is soft. Put a good defender on him. Might be 6 inches, 8 inches shorter than him.
Yeah.
Okay. Avery Bradley is not going to fall for that, Porzingis.
I mean, he's just...
And then no rim bank shot. No rim bank shot.
Oh, that is not good.
No.
He's just 7 foot, 4 inch shooting guard.
He's got a foot on him. It really looks like he's got a foot on him.
He does. I think it's like 6'4" to 7'4".
Bradley wins the battle. Porzingis goes to the bench. You love it, folks. Sometimes David beats Goliath. Sometimes Dave wins.
And that's not like Kyle Lowry or an amazing like young defender. That's like Avery Bradley, who's
pushing
supposedly...
40.
Yes. Pushing 40. Prime. Oh, and look who enters the game is... Austin Reeves.
Just to bring back the AD of it all, he just airballed a layup that missed the whole backboard and went out of bounds.
Yeah, how was that not blocked out of bounds? Did he just really throw it out of bounds? Was it a pass?
He's having a rough season, bud. He's just having a rough season.
It's the full Anthony Davis experience.
One thing we haven't talked about yet, last night history was made in Madison Square Garden, where history should always be made.
Yeah.
Steph Curry, 27.94. Is that what we landed on? Or 29.74?
Yes. Yeah, 29.74.
Mm-hmm. Do you think that he is going to get every game that he plays on the road a video tribute congratulating him?
No, it's not that level. I don't think so. It's really? Not like, yeah. It was definitely like when he broke the record, it was the thing. But I think like when he gets to...
Tibbs called a timeout. Honored the moment.
Tibbs, that moment indeed honored it. Yep. But I don't know if like he's playing a game in Houston in February and he's at 31-29 if they're stopping and giving him a video.
Maybe not stopping, but in a timeout, I bet that every road game he goes on, there's some acknowledgement. Because he has that kind of good PR with almost every...
But that's like a farewell season thing. I don't think they do that.
I'm wondering.
Season 11?
Yeah.
No, I don't think so. But that would be great. I mean, he deserves it.
So this is what I'm asking the Buckets listeners. If you go to a game, Golden State game, in your hometown, if they are visiting, and you see the video tribute, let us know what stadium gave him that video acknowledgement.
Wow.
That's what I want to know.
And he's never played for any other team, so it's not like he's doing a homecoming.
No. You show a couple clips of Steph Curry hitting a couple threes against your team.
Yeah.
Some sort of like little bow or shimmy and acknowledgement that, we have our history with you.
Yeah.
I think
they got to save that for the
retirement
tour. Yeah.
The Kobe retirement tour.
Yeah. That they don't love you like that Kobe retirement tour. Remember when Draymond said that to Paul Pierce and sort of ended his career?
On mic, just close enough to the microphone where...
Just turning around. I think Paul Pierce was on the bench too. Like, you wanted a farewell tour. They don't love you like that.
That is so mean. That is so mean.
And because it was true. That's why it's mean.
Of course.
Yes.
The truth always hurts. Always.
Literally the truth.
Yes.
Yeah.
The truth got the truth. And it hurt.
They don't love you like that. Also on this Dallas Mavericks team, three-point sharpshooter Reggie Bullock. Shout out to the Knicks.
Yeah, he's had a tough season.
Tough season for Dallas.
Yeah, tough season for Dallas.
But the Knicks could use him.
The Knicks could use a lot of things right now. Since we've most recently podcasted, I think we're on like might have been like 12-10 at the time or something like that.
They were looking great.
Yeah, we're like
my over Knicks pick was looking smart when they were like 5-1 and like they were beating the Bucks and they were kind of the Cavs for a little bit.
It's starting to feel like last year was an overachievement and this year we were trying to overachieve again. Like a lot of the players that we needed to make quantum leaps haven't exactly. Kemba no longer plays.
Kemba's not on the team.
No longer plays. RJ has had a really flat season.
Have they regressed?
Yes.
They've gotten worse.
I think so, because our defensive intensity is not what it was last year. And Fournier has just been pretty ice cold, except for when we live cast Knicks-Lakers games.
Yeah.
We've regressed in a couple different ways. Julius has been good, but not transcendent, and we're 12-16.
You know what people kind of forget? Oh, there it is. There's the Curry with the 29-74 jersey.
Yeah.
Julius was on the Knicks before last year. It seemed like last year was Julius' first.
Yes. No, this is the third year of his contract.
Right. Yeah. So like What was going on before Tibbs got there? Like, was this the Randall they were seeing? Like,
no, I think it was the Tibbs of it all. I listened to him on, I think it was All the Smoke or one of those podcasts.
Oh, so another airball by AD.
Airball for AD.
Yeah.
So weird.
It's very bizarre.
He's being guarded by smaller guys too, like Porzingis.
Oh, no, not that Porzingis is guarding him. He's just being guarded by smaller gentlemen like Porzingis was.
3 minutes, 45 seconds into the quarter. Lakers have 20, Mavs have 17. Yeah. Really not pulling away in the way you might hope.
No, yeah, this will be a close game all the way.
Yeah.
Oh, that was a great pass.
AD misses a bunny 3 feet out.
But a great pass by Austin Reeves. Did you read the Austin Reeves story today in The Ringer?
I did not read. Did he write it?
No, he didn't write it. Maureen Fader, is that her name? The lady who wrote the Giannis book.
Okay.
Wrote an Austin Reeves piece, and it's just filled, absolutely filled with great anecdotes and amazing lines of like him being so excited that he could just pick up the phone and call Russell Westbrook if he wanted to, or like yes. How rent in his Arkansas town is $500 a month, so he feels like it's such a waste of money to like live in LA, but he's doing it anyway, and he's living out of a hotel.
No.
Yeah.
That's not financially responsible at all.
I guess the Lakers paid for his hotel. He's like, can I stay here if you guys will let me?
That's very financially responsible.
And he got a phone call once, and he didn't pick it up because, you know, he didn't know who was calling him, and then the guy texted him, this is RW, call me back. He's like, RW? I don't know an RW. And he called him back. He's like, this is Russell Westbrook. Like, pick up the phone when I call you from now on.
RW!
And he's like, this is crazy. I'm from Arkansas. Now Russell Westbrook is mad at me.
He's bullying me over the phone. RW. Wow. Great. Great to know that that's how he refers to himself.
Yeah. It's also great to know that Russ is just texting and or calling Austin Reeves in the middle of preseason or something.
Yeah, because like you and I are obviously huge NBA fans, and the dream is to one day wake up and be like, whoops, I'm on the Lakers. And then the second dream would be like, well, I guess that like Russell Westbrook will probably text me in the morning, but yeah, these men have families and lives. They're not doing that.
No.
They are.
Russell Westbrook
is turns out they are. Austin Reeves just told us.
By the way, Kent Bazemore, who started the season guarding Steph Curry, probably has a DNP, coach's decision, in the last 10-15 games.
Why?
Completely fell off a cliff. He just wasn't shooting well and then stopped defending well and was completely unusable.
But there's no Ariza, no Nunn, no Monk for various periods of time.
Yes.
Why?
No.
No, I know Bazemore.
Oh, yeah. Why? No? Because, yeah, like, you think we can use any swing, too. They've been using, Bradley, Reeves, and Monk instead of Kent Bazemore. He's just the odd man out.
Kent pays less.
He's less. Anyway, he's playing right now because we're that shorthanded.
Yeah, I mean, it's a terrible time for NBA players. It is a, dare I say, good time for cuspy G League and players who haven't been in the league for like a year.
Oh, yeah. They're
picking, dudes are getting deals.
Picking people up.
Dudes are getting deals that weren't on the table just a week ago.
And the Bulls are picking up dudes. They're like giving their one chance. And it's like, oh, this person has COVID now.
Yeah. It's like, yeah. It's like, oh, we're bringing you in only because. Well, sorry.
Right. And then it's like, are the Bulls like better off just being like, postpone our games? We don't want to like pick up this Troy Brown Jr. I don't even know if he was in the NBA, but a Troy Brown Jr. type player that
he's
was
got it.
In and out of the D League
and
last
he has
year.
It.
Yes.
You know,
and
Troy
then he,
okay.
Yes. And then he instantly got sick.
Terrible.
So they're like, don't make us keep picking up players that from the G League. Just like, let us not play games for a week and a half.
The NBA needs the commercial revenue. Does Gentry joins the Kings. He takes over from Puke Walton.
Yep.
And he gets COVID.
Yes.
In 10 days, 15 days after taking the job.
Uh-huh.
Do you think he regrets taking the job?
I don't think so, because
if
the Kings make the playoffs and he's like the one coach that can do it in 15 years, that's great for his resume.
Yep. And he's doing what he loves.
Yep. And anyway,
and everyone's getting COVID.
And now the Kings are bad again, and De'Aaron Fox is going on honest rants post-game. I don't know if you saw that.
No.
Just a series of expletive-filled diatribes saying that sick of losing. It's not about the lack of effort. People blaming each other.
Uh-huh.
Sacramento, I guess, is still not good.
Yeah.
The environment is still toxic, even after a decade and a half. And Buddy Hield is on the table if anybody wants to trade for him.
He tweeted all of that.
Yeah. No, that was my analysis.
Okay,
I don't remember specifically
and, but
what he said.
If his last tweet in the thread was, and Buddy Hield is on the table if anyone wants to trade for him, I'd be Buddy Hield being like, yo, it's RW. Pick up when I call you.
No, if anything, Buddy Hield is the one tweeting that he's on the table. He's like, get me
out
of
here.
I was a Laker for like 4 minutes in August.
God.
What happened here?
God.
I wonder if the Lakers can still sort of make amends and trade for him. Like, would the Lakers trade Talen Horton-Tucker for Buddy Hield at this point?
Who is the team that sells off all of their assets this year?
Is a lot of teams can, yeah.
Like the Pelicans.
The Pelicans can.
Yeah.
The Pistons can.
Pistons are kind of developing something, it seems like, to a certain extent. Jeremy Grant's going to go somewhere, it seems.
Yeah, inevitably. They don't want to pay. Because I guess next year is Jeremy Grant's last year, and they're giving him a lot of money. So they're like, he can go right now. We can get some picks. That'll mm-hmm. be nice.
Yeah, I'd be curious. I don't know offhand, but like, who are some of the players? Because the trade deadline is the 50, it's like approaching. Is it like a day away or something like that?
No, the December 15th is when players who got signed in the summer can be traded. Okay. So it's almost like the opening day.
I see. Okay.
But it doesn't happen right away. Oh, LeBron just blocked somebody else's Dirk.
Homie, that was DeAndre Jordan.
And oh, was it?
I'm nervous for you if you're confusing those two bodies. That is a bad look for LeBron James.
He blocked a Dirk on that little Dirk logo that they have.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this is just a real poo-poo platter of Lakers right here. DeAndre Jordan, Kent Bazemore, Austin Reeves, Melo.
This is Westbrook's lineup.
Westbrook. I love it. Oh, look at this. Kent Bazemore.
Where's Rondo?
He's hustling out there. Yeah, I think Rondo will come in when Westbrook checks out.
He's still getting minutes, though?
No, he's not. Why? I think he will because everybody else is out. Because we've been using THT as like a backup point guard.
You think Rondo likes that?
Rondo's, you know, he's a team player. He's just here to help. He doesn't want to make anybody mad. Yeah, and when you need him, Rondo will come in, get 11 assists to Anthony Davis, miss a three-pointer, and then go back to the bench. Porzingis is back in.
There's not much to say about Dallas. When you don't have Luka, it's like your oohs and ahs factor, like or like chance of saying ooh and ah really goes down.
Especially because even with him, they've been very mediocre.
Yeah. His oohs and ahs still come from like phantom threes at buzzers and an occasional cool pass.
Oh, that was a great Russell Westbrook RW to Austin Reeves. Shout out.
That's why he called him.
This is why we text people. LeBron sitting next to a two-way player, Sean D. Brown Jr., I think, who has not played for the Lakers this year, but I guess is called up in a pinch.
Do you think we're at the worst of it right now for the COVID? Or do you think that...
I don't see why it would go away. Like, it seems like a lot of players, but it's like 60 of several hundred. Mm-hmm. So won't 60 become 120?
What's the tipping point? How many teams?
I think games being postponed will be the tipping point where it's like right now it's just the Bulls who have literally can't field the roster.
Right.
But if it's eight teams that can't field the roster, they're like, let's take a 2 week break.
Oh boy. We remember the last time we took a 2 week break. It wasn't 2 weeks at all. And we all woke up in Orlando.
Yeah. I think the first step is the Raptors saying only 50% of our arena could be filled. Then that's happening. Games get postponed. Hopefully not a Christmas Day game gets postponed because that's like a big one. Uh-huh. But I think after Christmas, Austin Reeves, another three. He wanted it.
Another bucket.
And he got it.
And he got it.
You
got
to be happy for the kid.
It's a great hotel bed he sleeps in.
What was I saying? Oh, yeah.
After Christmas.
January and February, I feel like you can miss those weeks because that's like prime NFL playoff season.
You can miss it, but how do you bring it back? Can you just bring it back? And
I think you bring
like
it back
happened?
And hopefully, like, you tell everyone to stay
home.
What has
changed in those 2 weeks where it's like, and now we're ready to reopen?
I guess everyone that had COVID has isolated, stayed at home, and hasn't given it to his teammates. It's kind of like a hard reset.
Feels like if you stop, you can't start again.
Right. And it's also, the Bulls are like, wait a minute, you guys made us play with seven players. Why are you taking a break right now?
Yeah.
And why do the Lakers get to fucking rest up?
And you know, Adam Silver's like, oh God, now we have to like do the schedule, like find games where we didn't have games and just keep like compacting on the back end.
Yeah.
And
it's a logistical nightmare.
Yeah. And like the one team that got their game canceled against the Bulls, like they have to figure that out too. And there's been like multiple games of that.
It'll be different if somebody gets deathly sick. And it seems like everybody that's gotten sick.
It doesn't seem like.
Yeah, it seems like everybody that's getting sick is like, remember like this 5 years ago when like, oh, a flu is sweeping through like clubhouses and players are missing games because of the flu. We didn't even think about that at all. It's just the flu.
Right.
If this is just that, then they can, in theory, keep it going. And
every player in the NBA is vaccinated?
No.
Right. Right. After January 1st, though, I believe... You can't go on a road game if you're unvaccinated.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Not even in New York and LA. It's like everybody.
I think that's going to be the new. I believe that's the new rule.
And then they're saying if you're not boosted, you're not vaccinated. So are they going to say you got to get a booster too?
I hope they do. Team boost.
Let's find out. Yeah. Team boost is good for team morale, you would think.
You'd think.
Lakers up 8, 29-21 with 33 seconds left.
It's
Lakers
kind of going exactly as it should.
The Lakers look Ooh. Very... Oh, dear.
Porzingis?
Blocked Westbrook.
Did he go for the stare down? Did Porzingis just go for the stare down?
I wanted,
or did he want to see if he was okay?
He should have done the baby motion to Russ there. Rock. If he was kind of fun, and you he would have done the rock the baby motion.
You know what has replaced rock the baby now? Or at least what is on the top of the charts is the too small.
Yeah, that he's too small. He's too. He's 1 foot tall.
Oh, Porzingis can do that for everyone.
And he doesn't.
Everyone is too small.
The problem is he doesn't often make like he'll do that Avery Bradley thing where he just like banks the ball off the backboard, doesn't hit the rim, so he can't quite do the too small.
Right, because he's not usually being too big.
Yes, exactly.
Have you watched any of the Phoenix Suns?
Yes,
did you watch their most recent game? I think it went to overtime last night against Portland.
Yes, I saw them beat the Blazers.
They're sound.
Very solid team.
They're sound.
It seems like they're so solid they'll not get COVID.
Well said. I know
it seems
exactly
like no sun
what
will
you mean.
Yes, they're buttoned up. They follow Chris Paul's like everything, and like we will not get sick.
Dude, we all have that one reliable friend. Like that guy who like you know is going to be there on time. He's like not going to cause a scene. You just trust him.
Yeah.
Rock solid. That's the Suns in the NBA right now.
I mean, Chris Paul is a perfect fit for that team. It's crazy.
His mid-range game with 4 minutes to go in a game.
It's the equivalent of a layup.
It's so unbelievable.
It's automatic.
It snaps. Yes. The net snaps.
And they say like he's shooting 58%. Like that seems wrong. It
That's
seems
not
like
what
he's
I'm
shooting
saying.
94% from the field.
100%. Yeah. He does one hard stop with his foot. The defender goes flying, and then he just drops in an 8-foot bucket.
Yes.
It is. He is still on an unlikable list, but man, watching him play is like so clean.
So in control. And he's also like, if they double team him, he's also like so smart at like crossing up and doing a pocket pass. You're like, wow, how did he see that pass?
He feeds the cutters so incredible. He makes Ayton really, really good.
Him and LeBron, I think, have like the highest two, just like basketball IQs. Like,
you're right.
They're orchestrating the game.
They see the game.
I'm going
like
to go
4D.
Here, you go there. Uh-huh. I'm going to pass to you. Mm-hmm. Ayton is now on a smaller guy. I'll feed him.
And no Booker.
And no Booker.
Devin Booker.
And no problem.
And you know when you were saying how it's like you trust that they're not going to get COVID? I was watching the game last night and some of the role players on the bench, like Kaminsky, their masks are on their chin. And yeah. You're like, oh, come on, guys. Just like, pull it up. Like, what are we doing here? And then Booker walks into frame. My man has the mask over the nostrils.
Not
and
really.
I was like,
Booker.
You're a pro, dog. Like,
Booker.
We root for you.
Yeah, Booker's good.
Yeah.
Booker, very stone-faced. You never see a smile on that guy.
Cool as they come.
He's an assassin.
That Kobe style.
Yes, Mamba mentality. Mm-hmm. But he, like, when they won the West, he had to have been celebrating. He put on the hat.
But still, he wasn't that. He would roll into the classic cars. Like, he's swagger.
Yeah. What he's hat? Dating a famous person?
I think a Kardashian.
That's cool.
I think they all are.
They're all
or a Jenner. Are Kardashians Jenners? I think they're the same thing.
Yeah, they're close enough. And I think everyone on the Sun is dating one. Yeah, you're right. Everyone got a Kardashian.
Yeah, you either got COVID or a Kardashian this NBA season.
Did you actually hear Steph Curry got all of his teammates Kardashians for the breaking the record?
That's what you do. It's either really a Rolex nice. Or Kardashians.
Quarterbacks Kardashian.
Get their offensive line Rolexes. And Curry gets the starting five Kardashians.
I got you each Kardashian.
This is Casey Kardashian, a lesser known.
Yeah, it's a cousin, but you know, you're...
This is Kiffany. They really committed to the K thing.
You're Juan Toscano Anderson, so you're not going to get like a prime Kardashian.
Draymond got like a Courtney.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, is there anything else that we haven't mentioned league-wide? It seems like COVID plus Steph is everything that's happening in the NBA.
It's interesting. It's like a lot of parity in the NBA. In the East, there's like a lot of teams between like 6 and 12. It's the league. It's like it's between the COVID of it all and just the kind of like dog days pre-holidays. It feels a little just like going through the motions. There hasn't been that one shocking team. We're almost like past the point where a team can shock you because we played enough games.
Right.
You know what I mean?
It's like the Warriors, the Jazz, and the Suns are winning all the games out West, and everyone else is like between 11, yeah. 15, and 15, and 11.
I'd say the most interesting story is genuinely the Cavs. Genuinely. Like, to just watch
They're
them play.
They're the biggest surprise for sure, yeah.
Yeah, and, like, the most, like, interesting, like, from a talent standpoint, watching them play, it's like, damn, you're, like, a really quality basketball team. And Garland is better than I thought he was. He's so fast.
When the Lakers got the fourth pick and they traded him to the Pelicans for AD,
Wait.
Garland was the one that was,
Time
like,
out.
Slated to go fourth.
Wait, the Lakers drafted Garland and then traded him in the AD trade?
No, it was the year Zion, or the Pelicans got number one.
Yes.
And who was number two? Oh, yeah, the Grizzlies.
Ja Morant.
And then the Knicks RJ. Were three. The Lakers had the fourth pick.
Okay, got it.
I think we were doing a live buckets reaction to that. Yeah. Yes. Right. So the Lakers almost got the number one pick, but they got the fourth pick. Wow. And they were like, it's like Zion, Ja, RJ. And then like fourth is maybe Darius Garland. So we traded Funny. That pick for AD because the Pelicans had yeah. Zion. And they're like, we don't need the fourth pick. Yeah. We'll trade the fourth pick to Cleveland for like 4 and 8.
Funny. So that whole mess ended with Garland and Cleveland.
Yes. Yeah. And now he's like, people don't even miss Colin Sexton. Like Colin Sexton is.
It's true.
He was their starting point guard.
It's true.
And they're like, you don't have to rush back. We're doing great without you.
That's the Ja Morant of it all.
He's so good.
Yeah. But there hasn't been a lot of huge storylines. Like Brooklyn's fine. They're kind of what you thought. Durant is crazy.
Yes. Durant is absurd.
Like the best he's ever been. Right?
Yes. And he's coming off. He's like 2 years after a torn Achilles.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, I could play 47 minutes a game.
35, 10 and 12.
Yeah.
And like kudos to him. He does not bring up Kyrie.
No.
Like they are good at that. Like kudos to them. Cause they could definitely be like, listen, we're not all here right now. Like just taking like quiet shots.
I think I read that like the Nets are off to their best start. In franchise history.
So the rule is, what we've learned this year is, there's like a saying in fashion, like put on everything and then take off one accessory before you leave the house. Like make your roster and then take away one superstar. And that's the recipe to like a top three seed in the NBA right now.
Or if you're, oh, look at that. Was that Bazemore sort of poking the ball away from Porzingis?
Baze is back.
I'm proud of you, Kent. Don't say you can't do it because you can.
You can't do it.
Look at this little poke away. Of course it was Porzingis, so you can't really... I mean,
and Porzingis goes down
instantly.
God,
Porzingis is too tall. Would you say he's too tall?
His legs are arms.
He like, sort of acts like he's 6'10". Like yeah. he tries to be AD, but he's too tall to
How
be.
How tall
AD.
Do you think he wants to be?
He probably wants to be 6'7".
I think every NBA player wants to be 6'7", right?
He thinks he's Melo, but he's actually 7'3".
He's anything but Melo.
No,
he is a tall guy.
He was on the Knicks actually.
Really,
Porzingis? Yeah.
Did we get him in a trade?
No, he was. The Knicks drafted him, I think, also fourth. It was kind of a fun deal over there. And then I think he's worse now than he was as a rookie.
His PR is worse, which is good. Yeah.
You guys definitely won that trade.
Yeah, I think we won that trade.
Because you just got rid of Porzingis and then you got to draft other people.
Yeah. And then you like ask yourself, well, who? And you're like, I'm not sure.
Yeah, it's been so long.
Yeah.
We can't remember. Although Tim Hardaway Jr. would be nice to have as well.
I mean, the Mavs are the Knicks from 3 years ago. It's Trey Burke. I've talked about this before. Tim Hardaway Jr., Reggie Bullock.
Yes.
They're all there.
Yeah. It's like the
Porzingis. Yeah. They're all there.
There's always like two teams that seem to like Oklahoma City and the Rockets seem to like constantly be swapping players. It's like the GMs are either friends with each other. So they're like, mm-hmm. hey, we need this. What do you need? It's mm-hmm. like the neighbor that you go over and like, actually, we're short a small forward. You want a draft pick?
I feel like the Rockets are going to be another one of those teams that sell a couple more parts. They have like their four players they want. And then everyone else, it's like, who are you?
Eric Gordon. That's another guy. That's
Eric
like,
Gordon's going to be that guy.
Because he can like hit a three. Oh, dear. Porzingis blocked Westbrook again. Eric Gordon's like
the 3-and-D. There's always that one 3-and-D candidate midway through the season.
He's a 32-year-old shooter. It's like the Rockets don't need Eric Gordon.
That's right
now.
That's right.
They were also winning a lot of games before Cleveland just absolutely stomped on them today.
They also ripped off like an 8-game streak.
Why?
Yeah. Why?
Why?
Why for a number of reasons.
Yes.
Like at some point, like the fan base has to be like, this is great, but stop a little.
Draft wise, they don't need to do that.
Yeah, we want to be in the lottery.
Right.
Right.
And that's a quick 7-0 run. And we're back to a timeout.
35-32 Lakers.
Things are heating up, guys.
Maxi Kleber. When Maxi Kleber steps on the floor, folks.
Good things happen.
Going to a timeout when Maxi Kleber steps on the floor. He's hitting some sort of big shot that's going to kill momentum.
Yes. But again, you can't be too scared of the Mavericks without Luka Doncic. There's just not enough happening there. It's a Porzingis-led team, and I don't trust it.
And so with knowing that Luka's not playing, is it... weird, disappointing. I feel like I'm a broken record, but that you're only up 3 against a team that is clearly inferior to you.
Yes, but we've lost so many games against teams that are clearly inferior that like if as long as we win in Dallas, I'll feel like it's a great achievement.
Mm-hmm.
Cuz this will also maybe be our first 3-game winning streak of the season. Like we haven't won 3
games
in a row.
That's what you kind of need. You need some of those little sticky good news things.
We also need like any momentum in the positive, like for every statement win against Detroit, or we came back and beat the Celtics, and it's like this is the turning point of the season. The next team we would play, we would lose,
smoke you.
Yes,
it'd be like immediately apparent. But it's like you have the talent for that to never happen.
Yes, but
what is the broken thing?
I think it's either age and or defense or them scheming? Not giving a shit.
What about Vogel scheming? Is it working?
Love Vogel. You can't. I don't place any blame.
This is not a commentary on the man. This is a commentary on his scheming.
Oh yeah, he sucks.
Like he's not what, a good what guy. Is it?
No. I think he's trying a bunch of stuff.
Yeah.
So like a bunch of Laker fans like, don't play DeAndre Jordan. Don't play DeAndre Jordan. He's like, I gotta try. Let's see what it looks like for five games. Yeah. It looked awful. He's like, okay, I'm gonna stop playing DeAndre Jordan. Lakers
imagine
Twitter.
If the fans
we told you. We fucking told you.
You should just have an angry mob.
Yes.
That sits on the coach's chair.
The angry mob is after every Lakers loss, they say, fire Vogel, mm-hmm. cut this person, mm-hmm. trade this player. Mm-hmm. And then after every win, we told you the Lakers are going to win the championship. Every time LeBron plays, a +9. We just have, don't worry, once we get to the playoffs, it'll be fine.
Just recency and it, like, bias. That whatever changes. Happened most recently yes. is how we feel.
And whether like a player makes a three at the buzzer against the Lakers, that yep. means that the coach should be fired. And yep. if that three doesn't go in, then it means we're going to win the championship.
Got it. Like sports fans.
Yes, sports right. fans, fanatics. They
the temperature
don't know what
in Knicks fandom right now is sad.
Because you guys can't blame Tibbs.
No. We just look bad.
Too much.
Sad.
There's too much goodwill from last year.
Oh yeah.
That it's not Tibbs's fault.
And like he has such a New York attitude that it's like we're always going to default. It's not his fault. He's obviously he knows our style.
Yes. So then what's the problem? Is it just the gaping hole at point guard?
We're just playing very average. We're not making many shots. Our offense is like really it's gotten very stale and unimpressive. And our minutes are all over the place. Killed Kemba. Obi still doesn't get 20 minutes a game. RJ just hasn't found a shot. It's like the same things over and over, but they just don't have a plan either to kind of, we relied on our defense last year and this year is just not there.
Right. But is it like a personnel thing? Like there's nobody different, right? Like who is there? It was the same human.
It's just Fournier. And to me, it's really just comes down to, we've had a lot of less Taj, which is funny. Cause I know it's like
Taj.
But like Taj just really hasn't been there to the same degree that he was last year, but. It is what it is.
Yeah. Is but there a trade to be made?
There's a real reality. We just overachieved last year. And you know, yeah, this is kind of...
To this extent, like where they're five games under 500?
Right now, yeah. I could see a reality in which something goes right and for 10 games, we're all like, they're back. But
right.
for an 82 games, I don't think that's going to happen. Like if we get the 9 or 10 at this point, I'll be like, all right, let's build on that.
Play in game?
Yeah.
It's almost like last year didn't happen. These last 2 years have to be in the other direction. It's like... You want to finish 9th and then 5th, but the Knicks finished 5th and then 9th.
That's right.
They're going down.
Yeah, we're going to be in 14th the year after that, if logic holds.
And then Julius is just starting his 4-year extension.
So the Mavs seem to be banging it into Porzingis. We've got LeBron on him right now,
oh,
I believe.
Fun.
This is fun. You got to take the shot. He took the shot and he got fouled.
Oh.
LeBron was playing with a lot of body.
But he's explaining to the ref that it wasn't a foul.
And it's not going to be a foul because he explained it. He's going to say, something's fishy, ref.
Let's see.
Something's fishy.
This is very fun, LeBron guarding Porzingis. That, I would say, was not a foul. I would say. Would you say?
I would say it's a lot of hand checking, shouldn't be called. When a 7'4" guy shoots way over your head.
Like, yeah, you can sort of touch his belly button.
You should be allowed.
Yeah.
You should be allowed.
That looked like LeBron being guarded by a 5'11" person.
Yeah.
LeBron, who's 6'8", 300 pounds, was just a small man next to Porzingis.
Do you know the tallest person you've ever met? You must have seen 7-footers.
I mean, seen him at a basketball game, sure, but shook the hand. I guess Rick Fox. Rick Fox is like 6'9".
6'9".
It's a big guy. He's like a LeBron-sized guy.
Yeah, wow. Yeah. When you think of it like that.
And yet Porzingis.
7'4".
Yeah. A half foot taller than that.
Good for him for being so proportional.
Yeah.
He does deserve some credit for being so proportional. Like the Murasans, like when we were kids, 7'7" looked a lot different
than this
7'4".
It looked like
Bradley,
mostly legs.
Yeah.
It was like all legs.
It was kind of creepy.
Yeah. Porzingis looks like you kept his aspect ratio the same as you stretched out a 7-footer.
What a gift to be 7 feet tall and to be correct aspect ratio.
And now he's running like a normal person too.
Yeah. Lakers up 1, down 1, just like that.
And it was 35-25, so this is an 11-0 run to start the second quarter.
And it hasn't really been dominant 11-0 run. It's more disappointing that the Lakers haven't scored in this little period.
I'm disappointed.
Okay, and the Lakers miss another shot, and we are going back to find out if Dallas is going to go up 2 or 3. Damn, Tim Hardaway Jr.
Zero defense.
Zero.
Coast to coast. Nary a stop.
Something's weird with AD.
Fogel wants to talk about it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
AD is nowhere in the defensive player of the year conversation.
Yeah,
and he
nowhere.
Was like a lock 2-3 years ago.
Right.
Nowhere.
Yeah. What? Like, what's going on right there? I guess Austin Reeves is short and not athletic enough to try to attempt to block this layup.
This is the thing that kills the Lakers. Speed.
Yeah.
It's always speed. It's always fast guards. I said it was Jalen Brunson. Who's that?
Jalen Brunson.
Oh, wow. There you go. Yeah. I mean, those guys are, they beat old fast players, and you have a lot of those. I mean, old slow players.
Well, that's what I said. I'm like, the Lakers struggle against younger teams, which is all of the teams is younger than them.
Yes.
Yeah, there's no team slower and older than the Lakers.
And you've been struggling. You've had like one or two kind of coast games. Two games ago, I texted you right before, and I was like, you only have two stars in. You're about to crush the Thunder.
Yes.
And you were like up 20, up 30, up to varying degrees throughout.
Yes. It was great. And now everybody that we would bring in right now is like in a hotel in LA quarantining.
That's true.
This is the Dwight Howard, Malik Monk THT rotation.
I do keep forgetting that you have zero bench right now. Like you have
but
truly.
It shouldn't be the case. We should have had, you know, we're supposed to be a quote unquote deep team because we filled our roster out with Trevor Ariza and Kendrick Nunn, who are also not playing.
Has Ariza played
guys.
A minute?
No.
Will he?
Yeah, he's closer to coming back than Nunn is.
Speaking of was close to coming back, isn't coming back right now.
Yeah.
Does Zion Williamson play a game in the NBA in 2021-2022 season?
2022 is in play.
Why would the Pelicans, and I mean this, why would the Pelicans play him?
I think one for morale. You don't want to just sit this guy because then
his morale, or the fan morale?
I can think both.
Okay.
Especially if he's ready to go, even if you've been like mathematically eliminated, there's still 20 games at the end of the year that he could play in.
Sure.
It's nice to see Zion Williamson. Two, because trade value.
Is that on their mind at all? You think that they are considering a trade for Zion Williamson?
Yeah, if he tells them, look, guys, this didn't work out.
At all.
My deal is running out in a few years.
My family doesn't like it.
See what you can get for me at the end of next season. They would explore the trade options.
You got punked, Pelicans.
Well, not if they're like, you know what? Give us Mitchell Robinson. Give us Derrick Rose.
Dang.
Give us Lual Dang. Yeah. Give us Alec Burks. And then, you know, the Pelicans will probably reel off 19 wins in a row like the Cavs did because they can field a nice full roster.
I tell you.
The Knicks will trade for Zion. He won't be able to play. And they'll repeat the Melo mistake
that's
all over
fear,
again.
That's the fear, dude. I had a Jones fracture. 330 pounds. Is that how much he weighs?
Yeah, that's what he came into camp weighing 330. Yeah.
Call it 300 then.
Yep.
Still enormous amount of weight to put on your foot.
A big man.
Specifically when you're jumping and running to the degree that he is.
Yep.
And that's going to be really hard on the feet. Because Jones fractures, I remember after mine healed, it took 9 weeks and I avoided surgery, which was really lucky. But my doctor said that 80% of the people who have a Jones fracture, fracture it again.
Wow.
Specifically athletes. In some way, whether it's a microfracture or whatever, he's like, so...
It never fully heals, basically.
It'll never fully heal. And he's like, you'll feel it specifically when you're barefoot. You'll start to lean on foot that works because your foot just like can't hold the weight exactly as you want it.
And he already walks like that.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And I think about how he had walking training. They like pulled him for weeks to like teach him how to walk. Now he's a Jones fracture, still isn't healed over like way past 10 weeks, it seems. I don't know if it's the weight or whatever. Like, no commentary on that, except that it's going to be tough to come back from that and be... dynamic on that foot. That's just a tough injury.
He's not just 330 pounds, but every time he jumps, he's also falling 4 feet.
Dude.
So like, he's not just falling. He's like, or he's not just jumping. He's also falling every time he jumps.
And he's landing.
Yes.
He's landing. He's putting all that pressure on his foot.
300 pounds, dropping 3 to 4 feet multiple times a game.
Yeah.
No wonder it's not healing.
Scary.
But then it's like, you don't want to be like, okay, play, but don't jump.
But do you look at the Kawhi, how he handled his injury and didn't come back too soon, or look at KD when he did come back maybe a little too soon?
Yeah.
And do you just say, no, let's just bubble wrap this thing. Like, we're obviously going to be sellers at the deadline anyway. Why put him through any sort of agony?
Right. I mean, that's a conversation they have to have with him. But then it's like, if Zion keeps not playing, will he just get more and more out of shape, look worse and worse, and then his trade value will be nothing?
That would be funny if, like, 6 months from now, a new photo comes out and he's actually 5'10", and suddenly we're like, you know what? 330 wasn't bad.
He shrunk.
He looked good at 330.
Can you believe he shrunk? He's down. Oh, he lost weight? No, he lost height.
It's been a lifetime since I feel like I've seen him play.
Yeah, it's been a minute, and I guess I was listening to, Bill Simmons' podcast. They said he played 61 games last year.
61?
Yeah, that's a lot.
I have no recollection. I do remember him wrecking
right
for like a short period.
Yeah, he was like putting up like Shaq in his prime style numbers, like shooting 80% from the field.
Yeah.
And I guess he was playing well for 60 games a year. I don't remember any of them.
Impactless superstardom.
Remember his first game when he hit like four threes?
Yeah. And we're like, oh, we got the guy all wrong. He's a long-range sharpshooter.
He's fucking Shaq with a three-point shot.
Yeah. And then he was just doing like 360 dunks. We're like, oh my God, Lawrence Taylor can jam.
He can fucking yam.
Yeah.
Oh God. Don't throw the ball. Oh, I don't know if that was off of AD.
AD continues to struggle.
AD is imploring that Kleiber.
Max Kleiber.
Maxi hit it out of bounds.
Maximum Kleiber. Let's see. It is off Maxi Kleiber.
Frank, I will say, the only thing I'll fault him with, the man doesn't know how to say no to players begging for a challenge.
Meaning
Avery Bradley will come to him and be like, Coach, it's the second quarter. It's not even a shooting foul. He's like, I didn't touch the ball. You have to challenge.
Got
like,
you.
You don't have to waste it right now. It's a side out of bounds. Just give him the ball. And he's like, I think he's such a people pleaser. He wants to give Avery Bradley that attaboy. It's like, you know what? Avery Bradley, I'll call a challenge for you.
Okay.
And 9 times out of 10, the players are wrong. They don't remember. They feel like they didn't touch him with the body.
What does that favor actually get you in the long run?
Yeah. And then it's like the fourth quarter. And it's like, ooh, the Lakers used their challenge in the second quarter. Avery Bradley thought he didn't travel or something like that. It's like, yeah. And LeBron has like complete carte blanche access to call a challenge, whatever. Like, he's not saying no to LeBron.
He's not even going to his coach. He's saying, we're challenging that.
Yes, yes. And so, if I'm going to fault Vogel for one thing, I think he's very good at everything else he does, but
it's funny when
Reeves another three.
When you phrase
he's not
that,
good at challenging.
When you phrase that players want a challenge and he's not good at doing it, I was like, that's kind of like interesting that players would approach a coach and be like, these are things I want to get better on. Like put me through these different things.
Yeah.
But you didn't mean that type of challenge.
No.
You didn't mean I wanted to like...
I meant an actual coach's challenge.
Right. Just in the timeout.
That's correct. The way that NBA League has defined a challenge.
The game is 40-40.
Ooh.
40-40, six to go.
These are two 15 and 13 teams playing average basketball.
This might be a concern with the NBA for the next couple weeks.
Which is that some teams are struggling, some teams don't have all their players, and it's just going to be a mediocre product
exactly,
on the court.
Exactly. Most teams are going to be missing 2 to 4 players for the next couple of weeks, hopefully only next couple of weeks. And
yeah,
we might
sad.
Have... Like, this should be a marquee game. This is the national game on ESPN.
Because it's LeBron versus Luka.
Exactly.
That's not happening.
It's 40-40, and neither team has a bench.
Yeah, and neither team is playing very well either.
Yeah, it looks like both teams can't make lefty layups.
Oh, God,
and that's when you know players like us have been drafted to the NBA, where it's like, oh, God, it doesn't come out of my left hand clean. Oh, this is embarrassing.
Yeah. Oh, that was a nice, soft touch foul against AD. Usually he gets those fouls called on him, so that's nice to see.
AD's always been stoic.
Yeah, very stoic.
Okay. He's never been like getting the troops rallied or fired up.
No. And you know what people are saying about him now is that he gained too much mass in the offseason.
Can't gain too much mass.
They were like, he got too beefy. He's too strong because they were going to play him at the five. And now he's slower. Does that add up to you? Do you know people that gained 20 to 30 pounds of muscle over the course of a year and a half? Do they get slower? Does it physically slow you down?
You can maybe get a little spring, like a little less spring, or like your first step maybe gets a little bit slower, but he is way too athletic. He's not jacked. He's not Andre Drummond out there.
No, he's not like super boxy, but he has like bigger shoulders, and I think he's broader than he was 2 years ago.
I mean, I'd prefer that.
Right.
If you're saying which AD body type would you want, I'd want the shoulders, because put him on the low block. We watched him give Karl Anthony Towns 50.
The 50
And
burger.
His shoulders did, yeah. 48 points of the work. The
yes.
separation he got, he would just bang into him, and Kat was like, no, thank you.
The Mavericks can't make a three.
Neither team can.
I appreciate that part of it.
Here we go.
You know
Unless
can,
you're Reeves.
Austin Reeves.
Unless you're Reeves.
Austin pull Reeves up. Is an
Reeves,
absolute
pull
bucket.
Up.
Oh, my. Oh.
Hungry. Drive. Kicks. Russ for three. This rarely goes in,
Doesn't. Yeah. Although I will say Russ has been shooting not abysmal from three this year.
Yeah, yeah. We definitely gave him as much hell as he could take in the first couple of games.
Yeah.
He
came from like shooting 21% from three, unplayable, to like, now he's like 32, 34% from three. That's not bad.
No, not bad.
AD for three.
And?
Airball.
Oh, no. Dude,
nothing but the bottom of the net, but the outside of it.
Why did he? That was top of the key, no defense.
Yeah, walking into it. That's how he likes it. Like, hit me. I'm a trailer.
No defense. No defender within 8 feet of him.
Straight.
Airball.
Yikes. Like, it looked great, but it was exactly a foot short.
Psychologically, something's weird.
Something's messed up.
Something's weird. He might feel that he's the third fiddle.
Oh, Avery Bradley just steals the ball. That was nice to see. A nice pickpocket.
Carmelo will shoot the three.
He also didn't make it.
They're tired. They're tired.
It's hard to deal with COVID and then also play professional basketball, maybe.
They fly a lot, too.
And it's tiring.
Time zones.
That was a fun storyline from last week, is LeBron saying that he slept for 8 hours, then ate breakfast, then slept for 4 more hours.
Yeah, he's doing 12 hours a day. You believe it, awesome. Or you think he's selling ComApp?
I think he's been told that sleep, specifically REM sleep, like a full cycle of I'm fast asleep,
it's like the
dreaming
healthiest thing you
to
can
recover.
Do.
Yeah. Yeah.
Digestion, everything. Yeah. Body recovery, it's insane.
And I'm like, I don't know if I can sleep 8 hours and then wake up and sleep 4 more. But
how
then
do you
again,
fall asleep again on that second time?
Yeah, you would think like you're up for the day after eating breakfast. But then again, I don't play basketball for 2.5 hours, 2 nights in a row. Maybe I would also be exhausted.
Just be a little sleepy?
Yeah, I'll be a little sleepy.
But it doesn't really feel like you get the choice where it's like, and now I sleep. Like, doesn't the body have to agree to the mind's decision to sleep?
Right.
Like, it's not just like a switch.
You're right. And it's not like he's so exhausted because he didn't sleep the night before.
We're going to need a live cam, a 12-hour live stream of LeBron James sleeping.
You're not buying it.
No. Not until we see video proof. Pixar, video or didn't happen. He's selling ComApp, folks.
And you know what? It needs to be more because anybody can lie in a fucking chamber, you know?
Sure.
Yeah. We want the real deal. Monitors, like those little diodes on his brain.
We need the diodes, folks.
Yes, we need a sleep study.
We need the sleep study. See if it's true. Tim Hardaway Jr. for three. We got air balls galore.
Right.
Adam Silver, yes. It might be time to shut down this podcast and your 75th NBA season.
I don't know if it's... Yeah, like at a certain point, the product is suffering so bad. But Dallas is 1-for-13 from three. Mm-hmm. The product suffers so bad that like the ratings will get hurt either way. I know what they say, like we need something on TV.
Yeah.
But is this it? Is this going to get, are people watching this game as
Yes, I think people will continue to watch. My question would be for gamblers. Who does this kind of shattered roster help more? The house or gamblers?
It seems like the Lions they're smart. They know what's going on. And whenever we think one thing, the opposite actually happens. Like when the Nets were favored, even though they didn't have any of their players, you're like, Toronto's obviously going to win. Mm-hmm. Vegas was right.
Yes.
The Nets still won.
They're always right.
Yeah.
They're always right.
Avery Bradley and Porzingis again, getting into it. I think these two people are guarding each other.
Yeah, I think it's official.
I don't think it's a mismatch anymore.
And Avery Bradley is largely winning that. When Porzingis has the ball, Bradley's a real headache.
That does happen often where it's like a tall guy is not used to being guarded by a small person, but they like want to take advantage of the mismatch.
That happens to me a lot on the court.
Right. But it's like, yeah, I still don't know what to do. Like I'm not used to playing. What happened here? Avery Bradley was boxing out Porzingis and they both fell.
And Bradley got the call.
Got it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And we're caught up.
Pretty straightforward.
Yeah. That's going to happen.
2.5 to go. Lakers up 1. Dallas 42, Lakers 43.
Oh
Porzingis,
my God, that was awful.
It hit the rim.
That was an awful looking three.
Yeah, I mean, it's just COVID basketball right now. The one thing I'll say about Avery Bradley is he looks like you could put him in a photo from any era of the NBA.
Uh-oh,
and he would
LeBron
look right
is
in that.
Not
era.
Happy.
Uh-oh, LeBron's down.
Is it an ankle? Is it a cankle? We're not fouling.
Amir.
They made a three.
They hit a three.
To add injury.
Do we call
to
a timeout?
Let's see.
He's
thinking about it.
Amir, this might be the moment that it pays off that we did a live podcast. What are we thinking?
He's doing
retying
that thing
a shoe tighter. Yeah. That usually is an ankle thing.
It's his left ankle?
It looks like it could be his left ankle. Whenever you tie your shoe tighter, that means that there's some sort of weird... Oh, he rolled his right ankle?
No, right. Oh, right there. That one, the left. At the
end there. Watch his face.
I will say...
He might be sleepy.
He's falling asleep. Yeah,
he does sleep 12 hours.
Listen to me, guys. I know it'll help. I need to tie my shoe. I need to fall asleep.
Right on the court.
I need the REM sleep ASAP.
Oh, my God. So with 2 minutes to go in the second quarter, LeBron James does a spin move, rolls his ankle. And
he's asleep.
And we're asleep. He's snoring on the court.
I think.
He gets up and he is ready to go.
I think the last ankle injury, the Solomon Hill diving at his ankle, I think that was his right ankle going out, like a real bad ankle injury. Uh-huh. That one looked like a left ankle injury going in. So
my instinct is anytime I roll my ankle and my first instinct is just tie your shoe tighter, something is a little wrong and not a lot wrong.
Yes. I mean, it didn't look like he jumped up and put all of his weight on that one ankle that rolled. That's like the bad ones.
This is really a problem where... you and I are watching this game. The game is silent, no closed captioning. For the next few minutes, he'll probably be on the bench, and we won't really know the context. So
it's
We're gonna have to really use our like body language radars.
Yeah, okay.
So they immediately come back and go immediately to the instant replay.
Yeah, it's a spin move. He lands on his right.
His right pops,
and then
his left.
Yeah,
that doesn't look so bad. That looks like a tweak. I don't know anything.
It looked like a tweak and not a full high ankle roll.
Still on the bench. He was walking towards the tunnel.
That's right. Oh no, he's on the court.
Oh, he's
on the court.
Fine. Just he's next playing to the game, and he's perfectly fine.
He's okay, folks. He's okay, folks. But it is Russell Westbrook time.
He is asleep.
Was that a charge?
Going the opposite way.
Oh, did you see the fan and the ref do the same motion?
Really well timed.
I don't know about that. Frank, I think this is what we saved the reviews for.
That's Jalen Brunson. That's Tim Hardaway Jr. That's my New York Knicks.
He's totally out of the...
Ooh, elbow to the face. That was a little bit of acting.
Because it was like the elbow. He didn't want to get full body hit.
That was a little bit of acting by Jalen Brunson.
I did the elbow flop. But you know what? He did get there.
He did get there. Jalen Brunson, there it is. Porzingis.
That's how the game started. The alley-oop to Porzingis.
AD is clearly not in if that play just occurred.
He's not in the game, AD, is he?
No. I mean, that play can't happen if AD is in the game.
I wonder why AD's sitting. I wonder if it's foul trouble or he's just not playing well.
It seems like he's been playing a lot of minutes this game.
This is also his first game back from injury.
There you go.
But to bring in DeAndre Jordan over him, that's not okay. That's not legal.
Oh, man. Too bad. Oh, man.
Oh.
Oh, no. Oh. LeBron.
He did the I'm going to shoot at the last minute. He pressed the different button.
Works in video games. Your players are usually at that point looking at the rim to get the offensive rebound.
That's what it is.
Yep. I throw a lot of no-look passes where my teammates are just not looking.
Because they assume you shot? Oh, God.
They just assume the ball's not coming to them. You're not looking at them. Kleber.
Kleber can't even hit.
65 seconds to go. Dallas up 4. Russ gets the block.
All right.
They owed him one. They owed him one. They owed him that call. The referees owed him that call.
That's nice. Lamar owed him that call. Is that a shooting foul?
It must be. He was driving hard to the rack.
This is the I would like to see, as soon as this podcast ends, I'm going to head to Twitter and see why Anthony Davis isn't playing. I wonder if it's a left knee soreness, which is what kept him out the last two games.
You don't think this is coach's decision? You think this is injury?
I don't think he would pull Davis for DeAndre Jordan.
Final
unless
two?
Unless it's like a, yeah.
Did
unless,
he start the second quarter?
AD?
Like, did he play 12-4 this
usually,
quarter?
No, usually he plays the full first quarter and then the last like 6 minutes
Got
of the
it.
Second.
Right.
I'll let you know personally, but the podcast listeners will have to just know.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have an Oculus?
I do have an Oculus.
Do you have that one, the two?
I have the two. The Oculus commercial is on right now for people wondering why suddenly we're talking about the Oculus.
Yeah.
I've Oculused a lot less lately.
Yeah, because now that the world is kind of open again, you don't have to go home and play mini golf with your friends.
I want to play mini golf with my friends.
Yeah.
But are you still questing?
No, less so.
When was the last time you Oculused? Months?
Yeah, months.
Damn.
But there is a new level on mini golf, I think.
That's fine. Yeah. You know what we really never took advantage of was going to the NBA games on Oculus.
Oh, yeah, the VR experience.
Yeah, they have like that lounge or something where you can like go see like Melissa Etheridge in concert or go see the Brooklyn Nets play.
It's called like...
Events or spaces?
Yes, events, yes. Events. Oculus Quest events. Hopefully that gets better in the metaverse.
Yeah.
It was cool. I remember watching some bubble games like that.
It was really cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. And half of my excitement for getting the Oculus was like, I'm going to watch so many games from the sidelines. I watched like half of a Miami game and I was like, my head's heavy.
Because it's hard to stare at the screen for 2.5 hours straight because those Oculuses get like a centimeter away from your eyeball. And two, you can't really watch it with your friends. They sort of just dump you into a random lobby and you hear like random people talking.
You can't. They like prohibit you from like picking who you get to watch the game. Yes. It's like, but I kind of have friends here too.
Yeah. Are they reviewing this? Did they take out the green light for this Russell Westbrook? You already said that they owed it to him.
Yep.
And now they might take it away?
Coach's challenge.
All right. Let me know what they say.
I can't tell you. We are totally silenced.
Yeah. Completely empty.
One thing I would say for Oculus, if we could turn that headset into... glasses,
yeah,
just like sunglasses.
That's where we're headed.
Yeah, I'd love
it's getting lighter and it's getting sharper,
smaller, smarter. The way of technology.
You call that a charge or a block if you were the ref?
On the review, did he hit him with the elbow on the lead?
No, it looked like it was a hip to the face situation.
No,
Tim Hardaway's getting an explanation makes me think that it was
that it's gonna stay.
Yeah, stay and, as a charge.
Yeah, Russell Westbrook about to take the free throw also kind of informs me.
Is there a world where he makes both of these? It just doesn't seem like
$500 says he misses this one.
He missed it.
You owe me $500.
He doesn't strike me as a 2-for-2 at the line kind of guy.
Well, let's find out if he's a 1-for-2 guy at this point.
That'd be great.
Are we in the Crypto.com arena right now?
No, this is the Dallas arena. Staples Center becomes the Crypto.com arena on Christmas.
Do we change any color schemes? Is there any red of Staples?
Oh, interesting.
Did the red of Staples peek through in places?
I don't think so, because he made the second one. That was just the signage that said Staples Center was red.
On the roof.
Yeah.
Nowhere else? Of course, like on the outside, the signage and stuff like that. There must be little places inside, right?
Yeah, maybe.
What's Crypto.com Arena's color scheme? Or what's Crypto.com's logo's color scheme?
I think it's dark blue and white.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's fine. That's plain.
It can handle that. There was a Coinbase logo on the court, but they were putting that in digitally.
Every game, I have a league pass, every court has some sort of crypto signage somewhere now.
Yeah.
Like accounts that like I've never heard of before. And I feel like you and I have explored the depths of hell when it comes to like right. Crypto is available and where.
Yeah.
And then you're like, UpBitFork is like on the, the center court? What's UpBitFork?
Binance is sponsoring this Charlotte Hornets arena.
Love that.
Oh God, that was almost a travel, but it wasn't. Lakers got the ball, down 3.
And Anthony Davis is not going to finish the half, Amir, even coming out of the challenge.
Yes, is he on the bench? Is he in the locker room? What's going on?
We didn't see any sort of discernible injury.
No, right?
We were like, oh, that was kind of funky.
He just showed up, saunter to the bench and be kind of disappointed in himself. But I don't know if it's like a fuck my body or like, why am I playing so poorly?
Yeah, I wonder about this.
But Vogel, a guy with a very long leash, doesn't strike me as someone who would bench Anthony Davis for having a bad quarter.
No, not when you have half these dudes on your squad. It's nice that Jason Kidd hasn't gotten a lot of press this year. He's been and I don't mean that from like no scandals, just like no one's talking about him. And that's exactly how I like my Jason Kidd.
Yeah. I was very skeptical about his ability to turn the Mavs around.
Mm-hmm.
Like, is that what the problem was? Was Carlisle?
No, I think he's a much better coach than
Jason Kidd.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so far it's sort of showing in the product.
They're 500, essentially?
They said they were 14-13. The Lakers were 15-13.
There you go.
And then there were like all this stuff coming out about the Mavs and the Carlisle specifically today.
Yeah, Jesus.
That was a weird hatchet job. Oh, LeBron?
LeBron James at the buzzer.
Making it a 3-point game.
But TH at the real buzzer.
Ooh, banked
off the backboard.
Not any worse than a normal three we'd watched all game.
Dallas 50.
Oh, look at this.
Lakers 47.
LeBron is recruiting Luka. That's nice.
The game isn't even over yet. We're only at halftime and the two of them are saying their hellos and goodbyes.
They're hugging. Luka wearing Laker purple. Should I read into that?
You should read into that. Is that like sort of
is that like a low key mess? Are we getting Luka and Jason Tatum after LeBron leaves?
You deserve it.
We fucking deserve it.
You deserve
it. Let's stop right there. Twitter Spaces. We learned a lot today.
Yes.
The Los Angeles Lakers, we sort of knew what we were getting. We didn't learn a lot from them today.
Yes. And look, there weren't a lot of great games to choose from because right now, every team is a G League team.
Yes, every team is scraping the bottom of the barrel. It's FanDuel All-Stars on every squad.
True.
So at least this one had three great players. The Lakers have the best three players on the court, and we are down 3.5.
Yeah.
So that makes sense.
Okay, sure.
Because it's a team game, of course.
Right, on paper.
Maybe next time we do exclusively Twitter Spaces... do a watch along there.
Yeah, I don't want to set like too much pressure on us to do things, but I think that would be really fun.
Yeah, we could try it out.
There's got to be a game of the week that you and I could hit up a half.
We're clearly not afraid of trying and failing.
Oh, we proved that on this episode. Prayers up to you for cutting out some of the echoes where you can.
Oh, let's find out if I can. I'm excited to hear.
The whole spirit of this episode has been, let's find out.
Yes, exactly. I just hope people are, if you're listening to this, a minor miracle occurred.
Yes.
We did a good job.
Yes.
All right, where can people listen to even more of you, William?
You dudes know, anywhere on the HeadGum Network, No Joke Pod here on Buckets. Happy holidays, y'all.
Shout out. And thanks to you guys for sticking around through the thick and the thin. We'll be back, I'm sure, as soon as humanly possible.
Happy Bye, 2020 you.
Yes, and happy holidays. Ciao.
That was a HeadGum Original.